Tyler starts pulling out sandwich bags of frozen white stuff and dropping them in the sink. Me, I'm supposed to put a big pan on the stove and fill it most of the way with water. Too little water, and the fat will darken as it separates into tallow. "This fat," Tyler says, "it has a lot of salt, so the more water, the better." Put the fat in the water and get the water boiling. Tyler squeezes the white mess from each sandwich bag into the water, and then Tyler buries the empty bags all the way at the bottom of the trash. Tyler says, "Use a little imagination. Remember all that pioneer shit they taught you in Boy Scouts? Remember your high school chemistry?" It's hard to imagine Tyler in Boy Scouts. "Another thing I could do," Tyler tells me, "is I could drive to my boss's house some night and hook a hose up to an outdoor spigot. Hook the hose to a hand pump, and I could inject the house plumbing with a charge of industrial dye, red or blue or green, and wait to see how my boss looks the next day. Or, I could just sit in the bushes and pump the hand pump until the plumbing was super pressurized to 110 PSI. This way, when someone goes to flush a toilet, the toilet tank will explode. At 150 PSI, if someone turns on the shower, the water pressure will blow off the shower head, strip the threads, blam. The shower head turns into a mortar shell." Tyler only says this to make me feel better. The truth is, I like my boss. Besides, I'm enlightened now. You know, only Buddha-style behavior. Spider chrysanthemums. The Diamond Sutra and the Blue Cliff Record. Hari Rama, you know, Krishna, Krishna. You know, enlightened. "Sticking feathers up your butt," Tyler says, "does not make you a chicken." As the fat renders, the tallow will float to the surface of the boiling water. "Oh," I say, "so I'm sticking feathers up my butt." As if Tyler here, with cigarette burns marching up his arms, is such an evolved soul. Mr. and Mrs. Human Butt Wipe. I calm my face down and turn into one of those Hindu cow people going to slaughter on the airline emergency procedure card. Turn down the heat under the pan. I stir the boiling water. More and more tallow will rise until the water is skinned over with a rainbow mother-of-pearl layer. Use a big spoon to skim the layer off and set this layer aside. So I say, "How is Marla?" Tyler says, "At least Marla's trying to hit bottom." I stir the boiling water. Keep skimming until no more tallow rises. This is tallow we're skimming off the water. Good, clean tallow. Tyler says I'm nowhere near hitting the bottom yet, and if I don't fall all the way, I can't be saved. Jesus did it with his crucifixion thing. I shouldn't just abandon money and property and knowledge. This isn't just a weekend retreat. I should run from self-improvement, and I should be running toward disaster. I can't just play it safe anymore. This isn't a seminar. If you lose your nerve before you hit the bottom, Tyler says, you'll never really succeed. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything, Tyler says, that you're free to do anything. What I'm feeling is premature enlightenment. And keep stirring, Tyler says. When the fat's boiled enough that no more tallow rises, throw out the boiling water. Wash the pot and fill it with clean water. I ask, am I anywhere near hitting bottom? Where you're at now, Tyler says, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Repeat the process with the skimmed tallow. Boil the tallow in the water, skim, and keep skimming. The fat we're using has a lot of salt in it, Tyler says. Too much salt and your soap won't get solid. Boil and skim. Boil and skim. Marla is back. The second Marla opens the screen door, Tyler is gone. Vanished. Run out of the room. Disappeared. Tyler's gone upstairs, or Tyler's gone down to the basement. Poof. Marla comes in the back door with a canister of Life Flakes. At the store they have 100% recycled toilet paper, Marla says. The worst job in the whole world must be recycling toilet paper. I take the canister of lye and put it on the table. I don't say anything. Can I stay over tonight? Marla says. I don't answer. I count in my head. 5 syllables, 7, 5. A tiger can smile. A snake will say it loves you. Lies make us evil. Marla says, "What are you cooking?" I am Joe's boiling point. I say, go, just get out, okay? Don't you have a big enough chunk of my life yet? Marla grabs my sleeve and holds me in one place for the second it takes to kiss my cheek. "Please call me," she says. "Please, we need to talk." I say, yeah. The moment Marla is out the door, Tyler appears back in the room. Fast as a magic trick. My parents did this magic act for 5 years. I boil and skim while Tyler makes room in the fridge. Steam layers the air, and water drips from the kitchen ceiling. The 40-watt bulb hidden in the back of the fridge. Something bright I can't see behind the empty ketchup bottles and jars of pickle brine or mayonnaise. Some tiny light from inside the fridge edges Tyler's profile bright. Boil and skim. Boil and skim. Put the skimmed tallow into milk cartons with the tops opened all the way. With a chair pulled up to the open fridge, Tyler watches the tallow cool. In the heat of the kitchen, clouds of cold fog waterfall out from the bottom of the fridge and pool around Tyler's feet. As I fill the milk cartons with tallow, Tyler puts them in the fridge. I go to kneel beside Tyler in front of the fridge, and Tyler takes my hands and shows them to me. The lifeline. The love line. The mounds of Venus and Mars. The cold fog pooling around us. The dim bright light on our faces. "I need you to do me another favor," Tyler says. This is about Marla, isn't it? "Don't ever talk to her about me. Don't talk about me behind my back. Do you promise?" Tyler says. "I promise." Tyler says, "If you ever mention me to her, you'll never see me again." "I promise." "Promise?" "I promise." Tyler says, "Now remember, that was 3 times that you promised." A layer of something thick and clear is collecting on top of the tallow in the fridge. "The tallow," I say, "it's separating." "Don't worry," Tyler says. "The clear layer is glycerin. You can mix the glycerin back in when you make soap. Or you can skim the glycerin off." Tyler licks his lips and turns my hands palm down on his thigh, on the gummy flannel lap of his bathrobe. "You can mix the glycerin with nitric acid to make nitroglycerin," Tyler says. I breathe with my mouth open and say, "Nitroglycerin." Tyler licks his lips wet and shining and kisses the back of my hand. "You can mix the nitroglycerin with sodium nitrate and sawdust to make dynamite," Tyler says. The kiss shines wet on the back of my white hand. "Dynamite," I say, and sit back on my heels. Tyler pries the lid off the can of lye. "You can blow up bridges," Tyler says. "You can mix the nitroglycerin with more nitric acid and paraffin to make gelatin explosives," Tyler says. "You could blow up a building easy," Tyler says. Tyler tilts the can of lye an inch above the shining wet kiss on the back of my hand. "This is a chemical burn," Tyler says. "And it will hurt worse than you've ever been burned. Worse than 100 cigarettes. The kiss shines on the back of my hand. "You'll have a scar," Tyler says. "With enough soap," Tyler says, "you could blow up the whole world. Now remember your promise." And Tyler pours the lye.